All right, this is Matt from Three Count Thursday. As we promised, as the quarantine continues, we are going to produce as much content as we can for the website. And this week, we are thrilled to be joined by Rosaria Elsa. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Not a problem. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for being with us. I know we've been trying to get you on for a while here, so I'm glad it worked out. So as a wrestling podcast, we have probably about three cliche wrestling podcast questions that we ask. So the first one is just, what age did you become a fan of the wrestling industry? And then was there a specific wrestler that you were drawn to that made you become even more of a fan as you grew up?
Okay, so this is kind of might be a fun fact for people, because I actually didn't become a fan, quote unquote, until 23. It was basically when I got my job opportunity with MCW is where I was introduced to the wrestling industry. However, I've always known about The Rock, and I think I was always drawn to him even prior to being a wrestling fan. So getting to see him in old videos and all other new wrestling stuff now has been a really cool journey to grow and learn.
Okay, cool. So then with becoming a fan, once you got involved in the industry, looking back now that, primarily you're doing a ton of interviewing for MCW, is there someone that you looked back on now that you're a part of the industry in terms of being a backstage interviewer? Is there another backstage interviewer that you look back and you're like, man, this person is who I want to be?
Renee Young, easy answer. She was the first person I started watching when I first got started. And then I also actually enjoyed watching Dasha Fuentes, and she was with WWE, but she's recently moved to AEW. And I come from a Hispanic background, so watching her as well.
Okay, cool. So at what point did you realize that you kind of had this talent on the microphone, that this was what you wanted to do? It sounds like, that probably came before the interest in wrestling. So what was it that kind of got you into, I want to start doing interviewing, stuff like that?
So my journey hasn't been a straight path, as I don't think it's really that way for many people. So in college, I took a TV and radio announcing class, and that's where I kind of found my voice in the broadcasting / announcing. And then once the wrestling interviewing opportunity came to me, I started to grow with that.
Okay, so how did that opportunity come to be in terms of being where you are with MCW? What was the path that it took to get to where you are?
It's kind of a funny story, because I mentioned the class at CCBC, and one of the other students in that class was a wrestler who now works at MCW in broadcasting, and as well, I think he did wrestle for MCW as Deacon Storm. So he was the one that reached out to me. Him and I excelled in our class at CCBC, and basically, I got a message out of nowhere being like, hey, how are you doing? And telling me about this opportunity for a backstage interviewer. And at first I was like, well, I don't really know much about wrestling, but it sounds really fun and I'd totally like to give it a try. And that's sort of how it happened. I went to my first show, which was Tribute to the Legends, I think in 2018, I believe. And from there, I talked to the owners, and they decided to take a chance on me, someone who doesn't know the industry as well, and I'm really glad that they did.
Okay, so then looking back then at kind of like the first time that you did the backstage interviewing, how were your nerves going into that? You know, who was the first person that you were on the mic with? And then did they give you some feedback once that whole thing was done?
Oh, man. Well, all I can say was that I was nervous, like so nervous, and it was rough. So I actually had, my memory kind of goes back to getting a list of names of people that I was going to interview. And I was trying to memorize all of the interviews from beginning to end. And I soon learned that things don't really go as planned every show. And they asked me to interview someone that was at the very bottom of the list. I didn't feel ready. And it kind of was rough. And I was stumbling on my words. So we were promoting the next show, the Shane Shamrock Memorial Cup, which is MCW's biggest show of the year. Mm-hmm. And I've never said it before. So I was very tongue-tied. I just actually remember wanting to cry because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm totally embarrassing myself. Like, I'm a professional. I always want to be doing the best I can. And I just felt like I was horrible. But it was an interview with John Schuyler, actually. And he's so nice, such a nice guy. They really were so understanding, knowing that I was new, and they were pushing me to be more conversational, reminding me not to speed through it. And I said Shane Shamrock Memorial Cup about 15 times before I finally got it right. But yeah, that was an experience for sure. That was my first show ever on my own. And I was very, very nervous, but just thinking about it is making me like, ooh, that was a hard time.
Did like being on video play a role in like your nervousness, or was it just kind of it being the first time that was really what weighed in on like the nervous factor?
It wasn't as much the video, because I have a background in acting and film, but I come from a background of having everything scripted and being fully prepared, knowing everything I'm going to say prior. And so I didn't know all of the history of all the wrestlers. All the wrestlers were new to me. So it was more of like me not knowing. And then when they switched up the list of names, that's when I really felt like I was out. I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so confused. And I just wasn't mentally ready for the being thrown into not having a script. So that was like the biggest change for me, but it turned out okay.
Yeah, for sure. So since that first interview, how has your technique kind of changed? Does it seem like you know, as you've kind of grown in that role? I mean, you obviously don't have to do as much studying on the backstory because you've been involved with it, but how else has your interviewing technique changed in terms of the questions you ask and your comfort with the wrestlers?
Yes. So my comfort with the wrestlers has grown. Everything has gone up. From the very beginning, because of my background in acting, like I said, I try to memorize and have everything perfect. And it was honestly hurting me, because if I would mess up one word, I would want to stop and redo it. And I've learned now to be more conversational and to focus on bullet points. And honestly, MCW has trained me. Like, I've got Nat and Blake and everyone from MCW all together, I'm always getting pointers just about certain language to use and everything. So now I just feel more free and natural, and just that comfort of knowing everyone and knowing more of the storylines and history, like all of that has made me much more comfortable, and I've been able to grow that way.
Okay, cool. So a question we typically will ask people on the independent wrestling scene, and so this is one I'm kind of excited to go over with you, because MCW is pretty unique in terms of independent wrestling, because there is a ton of consistency with that roster. So that allows them to build storylines within the roster, which makes it great for fans to witness. So How does that continuity help you when it comes to your backstage interviews? Because, you know, you get to kind of play a big role in both the character development and in building the storyline overall with what you're doing behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's made a huge difference, actually, because I know everyone on the roster. I know the stories. Getting to know the wrestlers and being able to follow their journey is super helpful. I can gear my questions about what happened in the past and knowing the history as far as rivals and who's had a championship for how long, who took the championship. All of that stuff helps me gear my questions. And even like you'll see someone do a heel turn and it's like, oh, you were the good guy, now you're a bad guy. And it's just like, it's fun to be able to see the development of their characters as well. So it's really, really cool.
All right, and MCW as well is unique in regards to the big names that they bring in to be a part of their shows. Every show has either kind of this WWE legend or else kind of a big name with a current promotion. So seeing as how you kind of didn't become a fan until you got involved with MCW, has there ever been a time at this point where you've been kind of starstruck, like, oh wow, I'm kind of like rubbing out Mick Foley, or I'm not gonna rattle off every name that they had at MCW, but Melina's there, the Hardy Boys have been there. So like, has there ever been a time where you're just like kind of overwhelmed with that?
It's actually funny you mentioned Mick Foley, because he was one of the first stars that I was able to interview, and I was so excited. I did my research on him. I watched the video of him jumping from the cage and all of that, and I was like, oh my gosh, I get to interview this guy? Like, wow. And I was so nervous. And then when I finally met him, he was so nice. And I think he could tell I was nervous because I was still very new. He even offered to take a photo, like stage a photo of me interviewing him. Like, he was just so awesome. And then I didn't interview her, but I actually did meet Renee Young at a show. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's Renee Young. But, you know, I kept it cool. I'm like, I just don't study your videos or anything, but yeah, she was very nice. And so those are the top two that I can remember that I was probably the most excited about.
Right. I would imagine that like meeting the person that you kind of emulate in terms of what you're doing would be a pretty big deal with Renee. So MCW also has a very loyal fan base just due to the quality of the shows they produce. I mean, from the venue to the talent they bring in and just kind of the overall feel. MCW never really gives off a feel of like an indie show, as a lot of indie fans are used to with like being in the fire halls and whatnot. So with that being said, the fans kind of flock to that because they know the product they're going to get. So have you been able then to build some type of rapport with the fans, either in person or on social media?
I have. I've met fans at shows that I've seen several times, and it's always great to see them. They're very, very nice. And all the fans I've been able to interact with are so friendly. And we get photos, and I get a bunch of nice messages on Instagram, and it's really nice to read those. And I'm really thankful for their support. They're all so nice and friendly. And I try to get out there during intermission, but sometimes I'm actually interviewing during that time. So I'll get messages, hey, are you coming out today? And I'm always like, I'm gonna try. I'll try and make it out. So I do what I can, but I love the supportive messages. The fans are great. And honestly, the kids are probably the best part, honestly. Just seeing how excited they are and just like being at the shows and feeling that energy, that is just really, really awesome.
Very nice. So has there been any point that like Like, are you kind of like kicking around the idea of like, because MCW does a really good job of like fan interaction with the talent they bring in. So like setting up a table, being out there, maybe like giving the fans like a mock interview type thing. Has that ever been something you kicked around?
Oh, so I have been out with the table before, maybe like 3 or 4 times, but I never thought of me doing a mock interview. That's actually a good idea. I think that'd be fun. And I think the kids would like that too.
Definitely. Well, by all means,
you're onto something there.
Have that is my gift to you. Anyone that follows you on social media knows you do a ton of traveling. So at this point, what's been your favorite place that you've visited? And then is there any place that's still on the bucket list for you to travel to in the future when we're allowed to travel again?
Yes, I love this question. Greece is my number one all-time favorite place ever. And I was actually planning to go back in July, but I had to cancel because of the COVID-19 and everything. Because, it's not going to be fun to travel anyway. Everything's closed and I want to make sure everyone's safe. So it sucks, but yeah. And I kind of want to visit everywhere. So as far as a bucket list, one of my like dream destinations is the Maldives. And but I kind of want to just see the whole world and as much as possible. So everything's kind of on my list.
So Greece is actually on my bucket list. So if you were like, if I'm going for like a long weekend, what are like the must visit sites in Greece? Like I have 3 days. What are you saying I absolutely have to do while I'm there?
Okay. Well, I spent time on an island. So if you're going to an island, the things that you need to do are go to as many beaches as you can. The beaches are beautiful. Water so blue, like you can't even make it up. Like you take a picture and it's the photos just don't do it justice. So first, hit all the beaches. Second, make sure you get some fresh seafood. The fish, the calamari, everything is the freshest you'll ever have. Still the best calamari I've ever had in my life. And third, if you want a really good ethnic experience, they have these dances, and I might pronounce this wrong, but it's called a panagiri, and it's a dance, and basically it starts at midnight and goes all night long, and you get to dance to Greek music, have wine, and dinner is always included with that also. So that's for the island life. But if you go somewhere like Athens and Santorini, like the Acropolis is a must-see. And Santorini is beautiful. I haven't been there, but I have friends who have. But yeah, and honestly, just eat everything when you go to Greece. The food is amazing.
Yeah, we have like there's a Greek Orthodox church near us that does like a Greek food thing twice a year. It's the best like long weekend twice a year, so definitely want to make it out to try like the authentic stuff out there.
Yes. So not that what Greek food have you tried?
So it's mainly just like the gyros, of course.
Yes.
We definitely get way too many of the honey puffs. I don't know the
accent. Yes, loukoumades. Yes, yeah. Those. Yeah, and you definitely have to have that in Greece. Oh, and baklava. I had chocolate covered baklava in Greece, homemade. Oh my God. Like the best.
Yeah, they had this baklava cheesecake last time that was just incredible. But I don't know how like authentic that is, but either way, it was just fantastic.
Those sound good. I mean, baklava anything is good.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely a favorite.
All right. So when I emailed you the questions, the lightning round question was the one thing that I didn't really give you a hint to, but I did tell you it was not hard hitting, and it isn't. There may be like one question that might like turn you into a heel, but we'll get there. But okay. It's 10 questions here. So first one is the best show that you most recently binged on Netflix.
Okay. People may judge me for this because I'm super late, but I just watched Breaking Bad. I finished it a few weeks ago. I don't know why I waited so long, and because I know everyone was talking about it, but Breaking Bad was so good. I could not stop watching. I was hooked.
I will not judge you because that's still on our watch list, and we still haven't gotten to that. So we definitely probably will soon, but yeah, I've always heard
you're gonna, you won't be able to stop watching. Like, the crazy stuff happens. Like, I just was not expecting it. It's super, super good.
I really like this question just because, like, no one at this point has said Tiger King, and that makes me very happy. Not that, like, I definitely did binge that, but it's never been anyone's, like, go-to answer for the Netflix binge.
Okay. Speaking of Tiger King, I watched Tiger King, of course. Mm-hmm. I just have a confession about how I kind of enjoyed his songs. I know it's not him singing, but, like, I kind of just had to YouTube the song, like, I Saw Tiger. Like, I just kind of wanted to sing it. And I know it's really embarrassing, but, yeah. So if anyone else relates to me, let me know. We can sing some Tiger King songs together.
I really want that to happen. Now that. All right. So next question is sort of wrestling related. So you have to choose four wrestlers from the MCW roster to band together to defeat an evil clown who is terrorizing your hometown. What four MCW wrestlers are you choosing to take on this venture?
Okay. I have to pick my girl, Gia Scott, for sure. The greatest damn woman. I know she will have my back. Dante Caballero, because he's Dante. Like, I mean, really, I might just need Dante because then he'll pull the rest of the cartel and that'll be it. Over for those clowns. But if I have to pick two more, I'm going to go with Kakoa. Because he's awesome, current champion. And I think I need a little more girl power. So I will choose Aria Palmer. And I think that squad, I think we will get stuff done. Those clowns will have no chance.
All right. Are you team Disney or team DreamWorks?
Disney, 100%.
Do you have a favorite movie in the Disney roster?
Oof, okay. I'm kind of a big Disney fan, so I love everything, but I'm going to go with Moana right now. But my favorites change. Like, I love, like, the Disney soundtracks. Like, so, yeah. But I'll go with Moana for right now.
All right, so you being a big Disney fan kind of puts me on a different path here. I'll get back to the other questions, but this is a question that I posed to a lot of the Disney fans that we have on the show, one that I have liked some of the answers for and haven't liked some, and I'll get back to that later. But so there's a fatal four-way for the Disney title with four Disney princesses. Which four are you putting in the ring, and who comes out with the strap at the end of it?
Okay, so which four I'm putting in the ring and who's going to come out the winner?
Right.
Okay, so Mulan, 100%. Belle. Moana. And Pocahontas. And I'm sorry, Mulan will be coming out as the winner. She's actually, sorry, I don't know what my throat just did there. Mulan is actually my favorite Disney princess, so she has to win.
I'm good with that answer. We had Kelly Klein, and she chose Nala to win, and I felt like that was kind of cheap, so I'm glad that you went with the path.
I actually just watched The Lion King 2, speaking of The Lion King, and I just forgot about it, and I just really appreciate it that they made a second one. So
I have been, like, churning through Disney movies on Disney Plus with my daughter here, and I just was recently introduced to Lion King 1.5, and I loved every minute of that. So that will be my mini plug for anyone who has not experienced that yet. But back to the lightning round. Do you have a favorite sport to watch outside of wrestling?
I would have to say football.
And is there a specific team that you're going to support, or do you just like the sport overall?
So I'm one of the people that watch their team only. I don't like watching football if it's not my team. And my team is the Ravens. So, yeah.
That's right. I mean,
I've got Lamar Jackson. I'm excited for next season.
That's fair. I'm Eagles, so we don't really have a rivalry there. So that's all good.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so here's the most controversial question I'm going to ask you with this, but does pineapple go on pizza?
I'm sorry. I love pineapple. I love pizza, but they do not go together. And that's just me.
Very fair. I'm glad you took a stance, because the past few times that question's been asked, it's been like, oh, well, if you like it. So I'm glad that you're a firm.
I'm a firm no. My mom loves it. I yell at her every time she orders it, because then I have to pick it off. And the sweet pineapple flavor is still on the pizza. We've gotten into arguments over this. I'm like, Mom, if you're ordering pizza, don't order the only thing you like.
That's fair. All right. So next wrestling-ish question. You have to choose two MCW wrestlers to be with you on an episode of Legends of the Hidden Temple on Nickelodeon. Which two wrestlers are you choosing? And then which team do you want to support on the show?
Okay, this is bad. What is the show on Nickelodeon again? Legends of...
So, yeah. So, it's the show that had, like, the purple parrots and the silver snakes, the orange monkey. And you had to go through an obstacle course answering questions and then getting a token at the very end to build an idol to win the prize.
Ooh, okay. So I actually shut the show. I think I'm going to go with Kakoa again, because he's very smart, so I need help on trivia. And he's smart trivia questions. The Robbie is from the tag team of Robbie and Bobby, so Robbie and Kakoa.
Okay, that's fair. All right, are you team Nintendo, team PlayStation, or team Xbox?
PlayStation. I've only ever really played PlayStation games, but I did have one of those little mini Nintendo portable things back in like eighth grade. So I did like them, but mainly PlayStation.
All right. Style of music that is most on your playlist.
Style of music. Right now, I've really been listening to country a lot, just because I like the smooth vibes. I just think with all the chaos going in the world, listening to some chill music about going out and drinking in a field just really soothes me. Or like going out on the boat or something about being happy. So yeah, that's mainly what I've been listening to.
All right, fair enough. That's actually a pretty good segue into the next question. So Memorial Day is upon us. So you're hosting a Memorial Day barbecue, no quarantine, obviously. So what MCW wrestler is on the grill? What MCW wrestler is bringing the drinks? And then which MCW wrestler is going to be bringing dessert as you have country music playing in the background?
Sorry, you were kind of lagging, so I Uh-oh.
All right. Sorry. I kind of lost you there. Can you hear me now?
Okay. I lost you for a sec. I lost you for a second too. Okay. We're back.
All right. Perfect. All right. So the question was, there's a Memorial Day barbecue. So which MCW wrestler do you have on the grill? What MCW wrestler is bringing the drinks? And then which MCW wrestler is bringing dessert to your barbecue?
Okay. Hot Boy Tommy Seto is on the grill. Joe Keys is bringing the drinks.
Of course he is.
Yeah. And dessert. I think I'm going to have Gia bring the desserts because she has to be at my barbecue.
All right. And then last question from the lightning round. You have to go on an 8-hour road trip to get to a wrestling show. Who do you want riding shotgun? And then is that person actually riding shotgun or is that person driving and you're riding shotgun?
I'm definitely riding shotgun. And so do I have to pick someone from the roster or broadcasting?
You can pick anyone you want.
Okay, I'm going to have to go with Deacon Storm, also known as Brian. He's sometimes my road buddy, and he always drives, so that's the most realistic situation, I guess.
All right, fair enough. So then the other cliche wrestling podcast question we ask is our dream match question, but we're going to put a little bit of a twist on this here. So in terms of with you being the backstage interviewer, who would you most want to have cut like a backstage promo with you on the mic?
Well, first, I want to say that every interview is important to me, and I always want to give my best to any wrestler that I'm interviewing. And take any opportunity to interview any wrestler that comes my way. But if I had to pick one person, maybe just because of her recent announcement, I think I would pick Becky Lynch, just because she's awesome, and it'd be cool to interview her, honestly. But it would be an honor to interview anyone. That's why I don't want to pick one person, you know. So.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, we've had people like kind of rattle off. I think when we had Casey Spinelli on, she had like a 17 person match that she just kind of listed every single person she ever wanted to be in the ring against. So there's never any limit to the amount of people that you're bringing to this interview. If you want to like create a stable of like Becky Lynch and Andre the Giant and Eddie Guerrero, and you're interviewing all of them as part of a huge promo, that would be fine too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I want to interview everyone. Just throw everyone in there. And from every wrestling, independent wrestling, oh, everyone. Just give me them all.
All at the same time. All right. So last thing then, before we let you go for the night, we always just kind of like to give all of our guests the floor. So I know right now everything's kind of on hiatus, so obviously no real events to plug yet, but you know, where can our listeners follow you on social media? So when there are events where they can come see you or watch you at, go ahead and plug that, plug any social media you might have. I know MCW puts your videos up a lot as well, so at this point the floor is kind of yours to let us know where we can find you here moving forward.
Sure. Okay. So you can follow my Instagram, which I think I'm the most active on as far as my social media, at Rosaria with 2 A's Elsa. Should I spell it? I don't know.
We'll tag it too on.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so Rosaria with 2 A's Elsa. My name on Facebook is Rosaria Elsa. And of course, follow MCW's page because they post all my videos, which I repost. All my interviews are on there. I repost everything as far as shows. So while we don't have anything set as far as shows, I've been working with Ricky Owens. We're trying to get some interviews with some of the MCW stars so we get some content, but we've been waiting so we can make sure we do it safely. But just keep an eye out for that. Like I said, we don't know when. We just want to follow the rules and everything. So we're being responsible. And I guess I just want to shamelessly plug one more thing. So I mentioned my acting background. I'm going to have a movie coming out. It's in production, called Shriek Show. And it's directed by Brad Twigg. And we don't have a set date for premiere, and everything with COVID could push the premiere back. But just want to put that out there. You can see anything promo-wise on my Instagram, or if you want to follow Brad Twigg's account, his account is Fuzzy Monkey Films. So yeah, I'm just patiently waiting for things to get back to normal so we can start working, get our shows going, and get everything back to normal.
All right, very cool. We'll make sure that we are tagging all that stuff as well when we put this on the website. But thank you very much again for joining us. We look forward to MCW being back in action so that we can see more of your backstage interviews, get more of the wrestling action that we love with MCW. And, you know, we wish you the best moving forward.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having me. This was really awesome. And I'm glad you asked. And I know it's been we've tried to organize this for a while, so I'm glad we finally did it.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the, unfortunately the quarantine rolls on, but it does give us more time to do stuff like this. So again, we appreciate you being here, and we look forward to, you know, everything coming up in the future for you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.